Ever since Colorado legalized marijuana, charges for illegal manufacturing have gone up, not down. As KUNC's Esther Honig reports, efforts to stamp out the black market are straining law enforcement, especially in rural areas of the state where resources are limited.
On an early September morning, a caravan of unmarked cars and an armored vehicle tears through a quiet suburb in Pueblo County. Residents watch, frozen in their driveways.
Do you think any neighbors are ever just totally caught off guard by all this?
I'm riding along with Captain Leroy Mora from the Pueblo County Sheriff's Department. He and 30 officers have teamed up with firefighters and a few federal agents to execute warrants on homes they suspect are illegally growing marijuana.
The Crime Stoppers tips, you know, utility bills, modifications we can see maybe on the outside of the house. Really, truly, we don't know how many plants are in there until we get in there.
State law limits the number of plants allowed at a private residence to 12. It's an effort to crack down on the thousands of pounds of black market marijuana shipped out of state each year. It sells for 3 to 4 times Colorado prices.
Is this an issue you ever thought you would be dealing with when Colorado legalized marijuana?
I don't think we foresaw this, no. Yeah.
Based on numbers from multiple sources, we estimate that more than 100,000 plants were seized statewide during the last fiscal year. One study suggests charges for producing marijuana have increased 42% since it was legalized.
They have, looks like, chickens, a little playset, a lawnmower.
Correct.
Pretty unassuming.
No.
House.
They try to just, you know, intermix with the residents and try and be as normal as they can, but there's a lot of anomalies that make them stick out.
Like extra air conditioning units and blocked out windows. Mora says these operations move into a house, gut the insides, and string up hazardous wiring for grow lights and fans.
I think it's added a lot of work to what we do. I mean, you know, we've had instances, you know, prior to the legalization of marijuana where we would find an occasional grow like this. But ever since it became legal, I mean, we've really encountered much more.
This was Mora's 8th crackdown this month. The operation I'm shadowing cost the department over $2,000.
I think that it's a strain on all law enforcement.
Dan Voles is with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. In the last year, they've created a special task force that assists law enforcement in rural areas with illegal grows.
We'll ask them basically what capacity they'd like assistance in. And some agencies just are really struggling for resources and infrastructure.
There is no data showing exactly how much black market marijuana costs Colorado. But since 2017, the state has spent $6 million annually in grant funding to help law enforcement take down these operations.
You know, these are very difficult cases for our teams to work. I mean, there's a lot of manual labor involved, quite frankly.
We'll have to go to the next one. He actually only has 12 plants right now.
Back in Pueblo, after a team of SWAT officers enter the two-story home, they find it is not an illegal grow.
How often would you say this happens?
It's the first time I've seen it.
From here, Captain Mora drives another 10 minutes to his second house, where we find officers zipping into hazmat suits because of what they found in the basement.
Pretty professional.
Correct.
Not at all like kind of the scattered sort of
no,
situation.
They're pretty proficient and organized how they do it.
So this is 11 plants?
11, correct. So they'd be legal here, but then you come over here.
In the next room are dozens of young plants, many ripped out of their pots in a last-ditch effort to conceal them. The total plant count is 37, which is later charged as a misdemeanor.
So that is the resident being let out in cuffs.
The suspect is 48 years old, from Florida, and has alleged ties to Cuba.
Looks like he was still in his pajamas.
Mora says that's a common pattern in these cases, and it might suggest a larger criminal organization.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating because when you think you're getting ahead of the game, you're really not.
It's like a game of whack-a-mole. Because as long as marijuana is legal in Colorado, but federally prohibited, many law enforcement experts agree the black market will continue to thrive. Esther Honig, KUNC, Pueblo.